Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 199 of Five Songs Set. I've been working for the last bunch of years on trying to figure out what classical music I like. I'm getting there. I know that I like big orchestras and dramatic music. This year, I'm going through a book with one classical song a day, which has been interesting. There's plenty of music that I don't care for. And I have to say that the author talks more about what the music means to her than about the actual music. But I have also listened to a bunch of really cool songs that I enjoy a lot. So in this episode, I have five classical songs, or songs that have a classical feel, for you. I hope you enjoy them. We're going to start off with Le Corbeau by Geoffrey Lully from France. A multi-instrumentalist composer and sound engineer, Lully has been creating experimental soundscapes for nearly two decades, both under his own name and as Dr. Geo, blending psychedelic guitars, mellotron layers, and modular synthesizer loops. Released in 2021 on Specific Recordings, this album is described as a tribute to France's most important murder mystery to date, the unsolved 1984 killing of four-year-old Gregory Villemain that continues to haunt the French public consciousness. The track title references Le Corbeau, the crow, the French slang name for the anonymous letter writer who harassed the Villemain family before and after the murder. Reviewers have noted how the album reconstructs the emotional impact of this notorious case through carefully crafted atmospheric compositions. With Lully's talent for library music, soundtrack-like compositions designed to evoke specific moods, this record has been called a modern library masterpiece featuring groovy melancholy and electronic ideas. It certainly is incredibly creepy. If you want to hear more by Lully, check out his Bandcamp page, which you can find via the show notes. Here is Le Corbeau by Geoffrey Lully.
Thank you. cestu temnota do mého středu se proplétá. Šeptala stromy tě znají jménem, vítr ti posílá pozvánku, odnese tě sám na místo, kde potkává se vlna s břehem. Jedině na dně, uvidíš opravdu sama sebe. Když se listí mihotá, mihotá, objímá mě prázdnota, prázdnota. Když se listí mihotá, mihotá, mizí moje nicota, nicota. Když se listí mihotá, mihotá, objímá mě prázdnota, prázdnota. Když se listí mihotá, mihotá, mizí moje nicota, nicota. Říkává odčenáš, nad spodním světem drží stráž, ve jménu svatozáře jsou klíče od žaláře. Náhlédni pode dno, roste tam lilie, špinavou
heard Sherot by Czech musician Tereza Hrabiny. The song is off her 2023 debut album of the same name and made available to us by the awesome Czech music label Indiescope. The song title translates to transformation in English, and according to the album's page on the Indiescope website, the song offers comfort in the present moment, where darkness and obstacles provide a path to inner peace. There is a video for the song, which I'll link to in the show notes. According to the description of the video, in the video, Tereza overcomes obstacles symbolizing life's challenges and trials to ultimately find freedom. The combination of musical storytelling and imagery underscores the theme of transformation and change, which is at the core of the entire Sherot album. Up next, we have Nocien No. 6 by Eric Satie and performed by Spirolithic. On the Bandcamp page for the album, Catherine Peach, who plays piano, writes the following. Eric Satie, 1866 to 1925, preferred being called someone who measures sounds rather than a composer. He was a friend of Claude Debussy, but whereas the latter was a master of the musical side of the Impressionist genre, Satie belongs to the forefront of the Symbolist movement. Satie was not merely an eccentric, but he was an occultist, serving as the composer-in-residence for the mythical Order of the Rose and Cross of the Temple and Grail. Along with Debussy, also a Rosicrucian, Satie was reportedly interested in incorporating the golden ratio in his work. However, his compositions differ from his friend's pastoral paganism. Playing them sometimes feels like scrying. The Nociens, at least for me, have always seemed particularly otherworldly. Although they were written in the 1890s, they don't quite fit in with the idea of the Parisian Belle Epoque scene. There's a much more ancient voice to be heard. Although Satie's true definition of a Nocien remains a mystery, along with other scholars, I believe that the term refers to the ancient Minoan city of Knossos on the island of Crete. This is a place time-shrouded in legend, where King Minos's labyrinth was said to lie, where the mysterious frescoes depict strange rituals involving bulls, where the earth has yielded faience snake goddess figures. The Minoans were a civilization that flourished 4,500 years ago, but we've been left with merely echoes. In my interpretation, I seek to capture some of the ancient truth of Knossos, to join Satie in finding a ghostly song hidden within the notes. If you would like to hear more, I've put links to other works by Peachy, who is behind Spirolithic, in the show notes. Here is Nocien No. 6 by Eric Satie, performed by Spirolithic. Thank you.
sarà meglio stilo co dottoris manchi già si tu sarà meglio stilo.
That was Mrav by Czech vocalist Ida Kelarová and the Prague-based Škampovo Kvartetu from their 2010 album Roma Ballad. The song title translates to I'm Dying and represents the kind of emotional intensity that drew these artists to Romani folk music. Kelarová, whose father was a Roma musician and whose soul combines the spontaneous creative power and love of a Romani man after her father, and the depth of cultural heritage as well as purposeful diligence coming from the Czech half after her mother, has dedicated much of her career to preserving and promoting Romani culture. According to the album notes, Roma consider their songs to be one of the most beautiful jewels which adorns the Romani people, with folklore that stays alive through songs constantly inspired by real events. The Czech string quartet, Škampovo Kvartetu, was formed in 1989 at Prague's Academy of Music under guidance from members of the legendary Smetana Quartet. It provided classical arrangements for this composition of 13 Romani ballads performed entirely in the Romani language. This recording is available for free download from the Indiescope website, so check out the show notes if you want to hear more. Now, before we go, five songs set is recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes, and it will help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at 5songset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we've got The Path of the Goblin King by American composer Kevin MacLeod. MacLeod, who according to Wikipedia has been described as arguably the most prolific composer you've never heard of, has composed over 2,000 pieces of royalty-free library music and made them available under a Creative Commons copyright license. Working from his home studio in Green Bay, Wisconsin, MacLeod has revolutionized music distribution by giving his compositions away for free on his website, incompetech.com, requiring only attribution in return. The Path of the Goblin King is described on his website as spooky light music that is dark yet playful in a sense, good for fairy tales or light tension building. McLeod's music has been featured in Martin Scorsese's film Hugo, countless YouTube videos, and even on live feeds from the International Space Station. His track Monkeys Spinning Monkeys has been played over 31 billion times on TikTok, making him one of the most widely heard composers in the digital age. Here is The Path of the Goblin King by Kevin McLeod. Until next time, this is Felicia signing off from Lisbon in Portugal. 5 songs check.